Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. My name is Russell Mills, and you are listening to Senior Class. We are live and local from the KRMG studios in Tulsa. Our mission, to discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray. And this week, we're going to talk about home health care when it's appropriate.
We are. This week's show, convenience versus necessity, when health care in the home is appropriate and when it's not. Today's guest here in the studio, we have George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare. Also, we have Doug Kiefer, owner-operator of Simplify Home Healthcare right here in the local area. Guys, thanks so much for waking up with us this morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm excited to talk about today's show because a lot of individuals truly do not understand receiving care in the home, not only health care, but rehabilitation services. So I'm excited about today's show. Now, the first question is really for Doug. Why would you ever need care in your own home versus going to the doctor or to the hospital? Doug?
Well, personally, I think most people would prefer to stay in their home as long as they can. And usually what happens is there's a significant event. Someone has a heart attack, there's knee surgery, hip surgery, spine surgery, there could be stroke, Alzheimer's. There's a lot of different significant events that can happen that will trigger a person to either go into the hospital or have to reach out to their doctor, and they, for all practical purposes, are bound to the home.
Now, Doug, answer this question for me. For those individuals that have had a hospital stay or a rehabilitation stay, is home health always that next step once they discharge?
I think it's the best next step. You know, so a lot of times what you're going to have is people's diseases or their chronic illness will be so significant that they have to stay into a skill facility or be somewhere full time.
Right.
The longer we can keep people at home, dude, the better it is. And that's our goal. So we try to go into the home, make sure that they get all the PTSD, OT,
now,
nursing.
What, you say PTSD, OT. What does that mean for our listeners out there?
That is all of your ancillary services. So what those are is physical therapy, you have speech therapy, and you have occupational therapy. And so we provide that where you do not have to leave your house. You don't have to go anywhere. We have nursing that comes in and takes care of you. Hmm. We have all of your PTSD, OT, so your different speech therapy, that kind of thing. So it really covers any significant event from stroke to whatever.
Like my son's knee surgery, when he had rehabilitation post knee surgery, we actually went to an outpatient therapy clinic. Could he have had, because he was not quite 16 yet, could he have had someone come in the home and provide those services?
Yes. The answer to that is yes. One of our fastest growing demographics right now is between the age of 18 to 64. So
really?
what you have are people who have insurance, they're working, and they don't even realize that they have this kind of policy wrapped into their health care. So what's really great about it, though, man, is that people can actually they don't have to worry about going anywhere. So they get the knee surgery, they get the hip surgery, then someone shows right up at their house and they take care of all of that.
And Doug, what qualifies you for home care?
Home care generally is going to be wrapped into two different areas. What we focus on at Simplify Home Health is going to be all of your state and Medicare driven, and also insurance, that kind of thing. So anybody that wants home health, generally, if you have it in your insurance or if you're on Medicare, those things are available to you. Then there's a completely different kind of home in care.
You're listening to Senior Class. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. Today's topic, convenience versus necessity when healthcare in your own home is appropriate. Live here in the studios, we have George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare, along with Doug Kiefer, owner-operator of Simplify Home Healthcare. Now, Russell, we are live here in the studios today.
Absolutely.
So if anybody has questions for our guests, they can text and call in. What do they need to do?
Well, it's real easy. You can call us at 460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. If a question arises in your mind, you'd like to be on the radio. Maybe you got a question but don't want to be on the radio, well, you can text us at 95920, and we get a lot of questions that way.
Doug, tell us a little bit about Simplify Home Health and how you became owner and started the company.
Well, I've been in healthcare in general for a number of years, and I have worked in long-term care, worked in different places, and as I kind of move towards home health, it's one of the fastest-growing segments in healthcare.
Well, of course. I would rather receive my care in my own home.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. And actually, the government loves the idea of being in your home versus being in a hospital or skill facility, that kind of thing.
Much cheaper.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's growing. Things are happening. But the reason we all got together is I went out and handpicked the best team that you can get. I have director of nursing who has over 20 years experience. Every one of my nurses has at least 10 years experience. The therapists all have 15 plus years experience. And what we did is we went out and picked the dream team because we were really tired and really actually just kind of disappointed in the way so many people are moved through like cattle in healthcare. And so we really wanted to make a significant difference. And that's kind of how the name Simplify came up, because it's just simplifying that process to where it's so easy to do business with us, so easy for us to allow us to take care of you, that it's just simplified.
Can I jump in for 1 second? Because my wife's father is undergoing home health care right now. Our thorough is about 92, I think, or 93. And I think one of the main things that really makes a difference is when you go into the hospital, if you're there for 24 hours, you may see 16, 18, 20 different people. Mm-hmm. When you have home health care, it's generally speaking the same folks that are coming every day. They get to know you. They get to know the family. They get to know the patient. Like, it's just a completely different approach to long-term health.
Exactly. Doug, what's the importance of having that relationship of regular folks coming into your own home? Does it help the patient improve quality of life quicker?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that is so frustrating when you go into the hospital or you have a significant event is that you don't know who you're dealing with. There's new people coming in and out, and it's so frustrating sometimes. And actually, home health is one of the last bastions of specific hand touch care where you get the same person every time. And, you know, one of the things that people need to understand is the longer you stay in your home, generally the quicker you're going to recover, the happier you're going to be, so your overall health comes up. And so that's why we also focus a lot on the holistic piece that a lot of home healths don't do. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring in meditation. We're going to bring in yoga. We're going to bring in a lot of different things.
And see, that's what's so important is the breadth of service offerings by the home health care agencies. One of the things that I liked about Simplify, and especially you, Doug, is that you've really raised that bar. You put together the dream team, and your focus is really in raising that bar is to improve outcomes for those patients.
Absolutely. You know, I didn't get into this to make a lot of money. That's not the approach. I got into healthcare because I actually care about people. And, you know, we can talk about insurance. We can talk a lot about a lot of different things. But I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who don't know that they have certain rights, they have certain things that they have available to them.
Through Medicare
exactly.
And their insurance providers.
Yes. And it's my job as an owner of the company to make sure that they're aware of that, to let them know that they have this leverage that maybe they didn't know that they already had.
Well, and benefits that can help them not only improve their own quality of life, but do it in the comfort of their own home. You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. We are talking about home health care convenience versus necessity, and when health care in your own home is appropriate. We have George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare. George, tell us a little bit about your position in Cohesive Healthcare.
All right. Excuse me. Cohesive is a company based out of Shawnee, so Oklahoma-based. We are a hospital management group that specializes in critical access hospitals. And a lot of people ask me what critical access means. It's usually those areas where getting access to care is critical. So we're talking smaller towns. We operate a hospital in Pawhuska. We've got one right over the border in Kiowa, Kansas, and one in Carnegie. And just recently picked up one of the hospitals down at City of Faith, Pinnacle Specialty Hospital. I'm their director of behavioral health care. So at all of these hospital locations, we have outpatient behavioral health care programs that, kind of like Doug was saying, try to keep people in their communities, bringing mental health care to them rather than forcing them to go into the bigger, you know, towns and cities that are sometimes maybe 2 hours away from them to get that level of care.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. We're live in the studios today. And before we go to break, Russell, what folks need to do if they have questions for our studio guests?
Absolutely. You can give us a call. We are live and local. So 918-460-KRMG is the number. That's 460-5764. Or you can always text a question to us at 95920. Ray, you want to go ahead and go? All right. We are going to take a quick time out. You are listening to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Stick with us. We're going to talk more about home health care and the impact not only on the patient, but what about the family? Wouldn't it be easier to not have to schlep back and forth to the hospital? Maybe I'll ask the guys about that. Coming back, you got Senior Class on the radio. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 9 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and a much warmer forecast from Fox 23 than what we had last week. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, Living Well with Dr. Booz. Meanwhile, if you've got questions for our home health care experts or for Rusty McMurray today, you can call us 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. You can text us at 95920 if you don't want to be on the radio. And Rusty, we had a lady who A, had a question, B, called, but C, didn't want to be on the radio, so she kind of left it with our producer. But why don't you address that for her?
I want to welcome live to the studios. We have Doug Kiefer, owner operator of Simplify Home Health here in the Tulsa area. Thanks for being here, and also George Sally, director of behavioral health at Cohesive Healthcare. Thanks, guys, for waking up with us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Our caller simply had a question. And post-discharge, once you go home, are there services that can be offered in the home for folks that have memory issues?
Absolutely. You know, one of the fastest growing segments in disease is in memory. Alzheimer's, dementia, it's growing out of control. And as we have 30,000 people aging 65 every day, you know, that pool continues to grow and grow. And so, yes, one of the things that Simplify Home Health offers is we actually focus and specialize in memory care. And so as the loved ones are at home and you start to enter the different various stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, having a home health company that specializes in it is absolutely key.
It would seem to me that it would be able to increase the amount of time that someone is able to spend in their home before there may be institutionalization.
It does. So, you know, if you've ever seen the show The Notebook, towards the end, she's in a facility. You know, what's great about having a home health that specializes in memory care is that we can keep that person in there as long as we can because they're going to have a better quality of life.
In their own home.
Right? Hey, I don't want to go anywhere. If I could work in my pajamas all the time, that would be great. I wouldn't want to leave home.
It really are. So, that being said, what are some of the differences between a Medicare home health care agency? I mean, I think we did answer the lady's question in that Medicare does cover those expenses.
Yes, it does.
Yes. So the second and follow-up question is, what's the difference between a Medicare home health care agency and we hear these private duty companies or these sitter services? What are the differences between the two?
Well, you know, the differences actually are
pretty great. However, I will say they're both very necessary.
Exactly.
You know, I have Simplify Home Health is registered through the state. We answer to Medicare. We focus on nursing, skilled nursing, RNs, LPNs. We focus on all of your therapy services, physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy.
So you actually help coordinate all of those services?
All of those things. The one thing we don't do, and I want to leave that to that segment, the pros over there, is this whole pay-for-service that is outside of home health. And it's really important because a lot of people who are homebound, they can't do their laundry. And, you know, they can't cook their food. If they could hire some of these services that can come in several times a week and prepare those meals and help them with their laundry and give them a bath, those kinds of, that's what that pay-per-service really
is. So again, Doug, what I'm hearing you say is that the difference is that you're kind of focusing on a medical skill and then more like private duty is doing some of the other daily activities that aren't so much skilled care?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, the easiest way to look at it is home healths are generally divided in two different areas. And number one, it is going to be a home health that is registered with Medicare, which takes a ton of hoops to jump through. That basically what that means is we are here for your skilled therapy. We are here for your nursing needs.
As that medical provider where you bill Medicare and their insurance.
Yes. And then you have these pay-per-service fees over here that are, you know, they're important. And you know, there are certain things that we're never going to be able to touch because we're focused on your health care, where they focus maybe on the house and maybe running errands, but are all very important to make sure that person can stay in their home as long as they can.
It's exactly right. We hear this term activities of daily living, you know, that's bathing, that's toileting, that's transferring, and a private duty company can help you with those activities of daily living, where a Medicare home health care agency is much more broad and in the healthcare field versus the, I would say, errand or task field. Is that better?
Yeah. It's almost like an errand or task field. And the two together, I mean, there's a lot of people who can't afford to do that. You know, they're in their home. You know, they're on a tight budget.
Yeah, they can't spend $20 an hour on somebody just to help them prepare some meals.
Oh, my gosh. Right. It drives me crazy because, you know, there is a local insurance company here that now is charging people $35 copays to come out and to see them. And the reality is the demographic that we service, they can't afford that. And the beautiful part about home health is if you got Medicare, dude, you already paid for it.
Yeah. Exactly. There are no copays involved in Medicare home health.
If
you're getting those services through Medicare.
You have to use it. And what you also don't understand sometimes when you're in the hospital and you've had the significant event, then, I mean, you need to go, hey, what are my options? Because they may only give you three or four different home health options, and you don't realize that you can have any home health service that you want. You are in the driver's seat.
It really
you pay
is
for
choice.
The Medicare.
Patient choice, right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. Live in the studio today, we are visiting with Doug Kiefer, owner-operator of Simplify Home Health, and George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare. Guys, I appreciate you waking up with us early this morning. We're talking about home healthcare, behavioral health, and memory issues when convenience versus necessity dictates care in your own home. Doug, when does care begin and end with a Medicare home health care service? Once you start it, does it last forever, or does it actually have an end point?
Well, there's always an end point. You know, there are companies out there that might try to keep you on forever, but our goal is to get you better. Mm-hmm. So we want an end point. And so generally what happens is there's a significant event, a heart attack, whatever that case may be. You go into the hospital, and then at that point, they realize, okay, you're going to be homebound for a while. Let's write you an order for home health. And at that point, they get you plugged in, hopefully, to the home health care of your choice. Mm-hmm. And then we are out within 48 hours. So within 48 hours of you leaving the hospital, we're showing up at your door.
To provide those needed services.
Yes, yes. And then it generally goes for 60 days. Medicare calls that a 60-day episode. They want to see significant improvement in the patient over the next 60 days.
Doug, if people want more information on Simplify Home Health and to help them through the maze of service offerings that are out there, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, the easiest way to get a hold of us, I mean, of course, you can Google it. We're all over the place. But if you just go to the Home Health, which is Simplify, spelled with an I, homehealth.com. Yeah, we took the word Simplify and my grammar teacher would not be happy with me.
Yeah, but you made it your own.
I did. I made it my own. But yeah, it's a SimplifyHomeHealth.com.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray. Thanks for tuning in today. We are live here in the studios and taking your calls. It looks like, Russell, we're close to the bottom of the hour news.
Just about time to do a little bit of news. We will come back and talk a little bit more about behavioral and psychiatric care that's available in your own home, and also talk about how this helps the entire family. Everyone who's living in that home might benefit from home health care. All that and more when Senior Class returns live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG, right after the news. Sunshine out there in the beautiful big city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. We're live and local, and that means you can ask questions. So give us a call, 918-460-KRMG, or that's 918-460-5764 if you'd like the translation. And you can also text us your questions at 95920. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Thanks so much for tuning in with us this morning. I want to welcome live to the studios. We have George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare. Also, we have Doug Kiefer, owner-operator of Simplify Home Healthcare.
Hello,
here in
hello.
Tulsa. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking time to wake up with us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to jump right in, and this is a question for George. Can behavioral or psychological screenings be done by home healthcare providers in their own home? And how does that work between your two different companies?
By all means. I mean, we need more screening for behavioral healthcare issues out there. So anybody that is working with seniors can do the screening, whether it's a home healthcare provider. We talked about private duty can do it. They're a big push to get medical doctors to do healthcare screenings. We do them out in the public. So it's a subject, it's a topic that needs a lot more screening to be done out there. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to bring it up. Just
okay, I want to jump in right there and leads me to a question for Doug. What are the steps? What if there are memory problems and you are living in your own home, what do you do? I mean, do you talk to your doctor? Do you call the home health care agency? Is it the spouse that really starts the process? Is it the individual that's suffering from memory care? And how does a home health care become involved? Doug?
Well, a lot of people who are starting to suffer in this health care, the mental aspect as far as dementia, Alzheimer's, those kinds of things, they sometimes have a clue that there's an issue, but mm-hmm. maybe not to the degree that they would actually reach out to their primary care physician.
Okay.
So a lot of times it's relying on the family to rally around them and say, okay, there's some issues here. We got lost a couple of times. There's, mm-hmm. we're having a hard time remembering what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's depression.
Exactly.
There's things that are triggering, and it's the fear of not knowing what's getting ready to happen next. And so you have to really rally around support and then go reach out to your primary care physician,
right.
because at that point, then they can write the order for home health, which means we get to stay in longer.
Yeah, early detection is key. Yeah.
It really
Don't ignore
is.
Those signs. And know your history, too, because if you have a family history of anything like Alzheimer's or dementia, you are going to be more prone to that. So just be aware of it. Everyone has some level of memory loss as they age. We all, Rusty,
I
know your keys were.
No, I know.
Hey, man, I'm 46 and feeling it, buddy.
Donuts this morning, too.
You walk into a room and you wonder, what did I walk into the room
right.
for? There's a
right.
difference between just forgetfulness
yes.
and memory loss.
Yes.
Exactly.
Significant difference.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a question for George. relating to outpatient healthcare service options. Everyone we're talking about wants to receive care in their own home.
Right.
You know, when you do start to have memory loss and dementia, the first thing you think is, uh-oh, I do not want to be institutionalized. What
exactly
are some of the outpatient options available for those individuals that are starting with those first steps of memory loss?
Right, right. And you're like you said, Rusty, you know, going into the hospital, that's usually when the crisis or whatever is going on has gotten to its absolute worst. So if you're able to get some outpatient options going beforehand, that's great. And when you're talking behavioral health care specifically, there are a lot of different care options out there. Anyone that just goes to see a therapist once a week for, you know, however long they want to do that, that's outpatient care. What we actually do at the hospitals that we manage is what's referred to as an intensive outpatient program, mm-hmm, where mm-hmm. folks are coming to us sometimes 2 to 3 times a week for 2 to 3 hours a day. So you're getting quite a bit of care while still not being having to stay in the hospital overnight. Usually, Doug, you brought up earlier, like, you know, some of the things like, you know, falling and breaking a hip or heart attack or stroke or things like that. With the behavioral health side of things, you're talking about if you're unable to care for yourself or you're in some type of imminent danger. I mean, we could do a whole show on suicide and things like that.
Yes.
But if we're talking inpatient care for mental health care, we're looking at those kind of extremes. But if you are experiencing even the beginning stages of memory loss or just some depression, there are a lot of different outpatient options out there that can, you know, help meet your need while still giving you that freedom to stay at home. And then there's a lot of agencies, too, that can send behavioral health care providers into the home to kind of follow up with you as well for the times that you're not in a program like what we offer.
Doug, can you share with us a story of a family that you've been able to help in their own home with a patient that's in the first and early stages of dementia?
Oh, yeah. There's actually been quite a few. One of the issues that we had with the family is that it's hard to – I got to remember that you have to make sure that you have anonymity here. We don't want to any names. But I'll just say that we had a family member who was having a real hard issue with fear and anxiety, because when you start losing your memory and things start falling apart for you, mm-hmm. there's a tremendous amount of fear and depression.
Right.
And actually, this customer or this patient came to us for completely different reasons. Mm-hmm. But our therapist and our nursing staff was able to identify that. And so then we gave them some tests, mm-hmm. SLUM scores, that kind of thing, so we can actually go, okay, this person now qualifies. So then we're able to reach out to their primary care physician on their behalf and say, did you know that Mrs. XYZ here, she is really having some issues with memory care and possible early signs of dementia?
Right.
And then by reaching out to that primary physician, then he is able to write orders necessary to make sure that we can address those mm-hmm. needs. So that was something that happened with one of our newest patients.
Well, right. And that's important for even a well spouse to understand, is that when you do visit the doctor, folks that do have those early stages of dementia, they can mask it. They can hide it.
Absolutely.
So in a doctor's visit, a quick 15, 20 minute doctor's visit,
yeah.
The doctor will never know, because they don't run those extensive tests and those psych screens to understand exactly where that patient's at. So that's really where a home healthcare agency really shines, in the fact of identifying some of those early dementia issues.
You identify it and you become an advocate for your patient to get the best care possible.
And some of those screens are ones that can be done in 10 or 15 minutes. So they're really, absolutely. Kind of simple to do, but they can give you a lot of information.
Okay, so I have a quick question with regards to individuals mm-hmm. with dementia. You had mentioned during the break something about talk therapy. Can folks with dementia benefit from talk therapy?
And it goes back to, you know, Doug mentioned too about the stages of Alzheimer's and dementia. There are different stages along the disease process. People that, when we talk about the late stage of Alzheimer's dementia, that's usually, and that's kind of the ones we think about too, like you had mentioned in the movies and all, where people are really unable to remember who they are or what they're doing. Late stage folks, not so much. But if you just get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's and dementia, you still have your cognitive abilities. You can definitely work with folks to talk about the depression, the grief that comes along with that. You can use that time to make plans to go forward and say, this is how I want, you know, my care to look like when I get to that stage of the disease process. So it just kind of depends on where they are. And again, like I said earlier with early detection, if you know that, okay, this is something that is starting to develop, getting into some type of structured therapy, psychotherapy, talk therapy, intensive outpatient program, whatever it is, can really help you hold on to what you've got at that time, because any time that you are interacting with another person, especially like a trained listener, then you are really stimulating your brain. And that's what the brain needs to make sure that you hold on to what you've got, even with a diagnosis like Alzheimer's or dementia.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray. Thanks for tuning in today. We are visiting with George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare. Also, Doug Kiefer, owner-operator of Simplify Home Health Care here in Tulsa. If you have a question for our panel, please feel free to give us a call. Russell, what do folks need to do if they have a question for our group here?
Absolutely. Just pick up the phone, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. You can also text your questions to us at 95920. I'm going to ask a quick one, real quick, and Doug, maybe I'll address this to you, which is our first show, we talked a lot about respite care. And when somebody gets a major medical condition like this, it affects the entire family, the entire household. Can you just address for a second how home health care can help the entire family unit?
That's actually an excellent question, because, you know, just because the patient is being seen doesn't mean that everyone else isn't completely affected by the ordeal that's going on.
Right.
And my mother-in-law lives with us. We have a mother-in-law suite on the house. And there's there is a lot of anxiety issues, interpersonal connections. And a lot of those things need to be addressed and need to be brought to the forefront. And so sometimes having a social worker come in, someone who knows, hey, these are the services in the area that is being provided, maybe you didn't know about. Here's some things you can do that may be a little different. And by having the social worker come in from our company, it a lot of times it's just informing people. If they just know that, they know what to do next, they can do something.
I've got to ask you this. You said social worker. Is that something that Simplify Home Health Care offers? And is that covered by Medicare?
Yes, it is covered by Medicare. And it is something that we offer. And you cannot overestimate or underestimate the need for a social worker, because I have social workers that work for me, and they know all this really cool programs and things around town that I don't even have a clue about. It just because I'm busy doing other things with the company. But you know, they come in, and then you got a family in need and there's issues, and then they can address those issues. They can get them plugged in locally, because really, to stay in your home, it takes a community. And sometimes that community is your home health provider. Sometimes that community is family members. Sometimes that community is maybe your friends. However, if you can tie all of those in, and especially when we focus on neuro issues, perfect.
All right. Knowledge is power, and you can't have too much when you're dealing with something like this. You're listening to Senior Class. We're live and local here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. We're right back after this. Welcome back to Senior Class, live and local here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, your top stories at the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from our friends at Fox 23. After the news, Living Well with Dr. Booze. If you've got questions for us here at Senior Class, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. We've got time to get a couple more quick questions in, or you can text us at 95920. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Thanks, Russell. We are live here in the studios today, and our guests are George Sally, Director of Behavioral Health at Cohesive Healthcare.
Good morning.
Good morning, along with Doug Kiefer, owner-operator of Simplify Home Health here in Tulsa. Doug, thanks for waking up. All right, we are talking about convenience versus necessity when health care in your own home is appropriate. And we're talking about psychological issues and emotional issues now. And this is a quick question for George. What do you do if you suspect someone is having some emotional issues, a friend, a family member? What's that first step?
You know, Rusty, you do exactly what we're doing right now. You talk about it. There's so much interaction that we have with each other where we just say, hey, how's it going? Oh, I'm fine, doing really well. But take the time to really say, okay, you know, how are you feeling? You know, how are you feeling about all this going on? It's easy, especially if you're a caregiver, to ask your care receiver, you know, how are things today? Oh, my back, my knee, my, you know, head. You know, it's easy to talk about the physical things that are going on. But when you really say, but how are you feeling about all of this? You know, what's going on with your emotions and all? And how are you doing, you know, as a person? Don't be afraid to talk about it. Bring it up.
All right, so I've got to know, what are the differences between a diagnosis of a mental illness or dementia and just a situational emotional problem faced by a senior?
Right. When you're talking the concept of mental illness, you're talking about, again, the brain is an organ of the body. And a lot of times people almost forget about it because, you know, it's just like the heart, lungs, and liver, and it can be it cannot function the way it's supposed to. And so some people usually, you know, gosh, even these days on into their childhood can be diagnosed with a mental illness such as like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or even depression. But as we age, you know, things change. We don't look the way we did when we were 18 years old.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I look the same. Yeah,
exactly. I wonder what
fountain in the mirror over here.
I'm like, who is that guy? Who's that old guy in the mirror?
Yeah. So, but as we age, things change, and our emotions change with that. And then sometimes, as you know, especially as we get into the senior years, like we're talking about. You know, things happen like staying at home becomes much more of a priority. Driving becomes more of a chore than something of a privilege that we take for granted. So you can really get to the point where you get depression based on some of the things that are changing in your life.
Understood.
And especially, too, as, you know, mm-hmm. at break, we were just talking about a friend that has cancer. I mean, you know, you get to the point where folks you know are starting to pass away. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, okay. George, is it normal for seniors to feel depressed as they age?
That's a question. That's a great question. Comes up a lot. It's not normal to feel depressed. There are things that are going to happen that are going to cause us to feel the symptoms of depression. But as far as like depression is not part of the aging process. You're not going to be to where you get diagnosed with depression automatically. It depends on your coping skills. It depends on, you know, how you
social network.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Address the things that happen in your life that you know, will naturally occur. So it's not a normal part of the aging process, but it, you know, just aging can put you at risk for it. So it's just, again, something you've got to always be aware of and be cognizant of.
Yeah, I just want to jump in for a second because I just watched an amazing TED Talk, and she was talking about the indicators of long life. And number one was social interaction.
Yeah, right.
How much time do you spend with friends and family and other people?
It is not good for your brain to stay inside all day and stare at a wall. It is not
sedentary and alone. Yeah. And Doug, that's really where home health kind of comes in, is sometimes they can be that companion to be able to identify those psychological needs of that patient.
Yeah, there's so many needs. We're psychosocial animals, you know. We are people that we run in herds. We were designed and created for social interaction.
Together.
And you pull, it doesn't matter if you're 45 or if you're 85, when you're home by yourself, that ain't no good.
It is not.
It's not. And you need help, and you need a network of people that will be an advocate for you. And the unfortunate thing is, a lot of times we will see people, patients that we bring on, and then realize they don't have a social network.
Exactly.
And that's where we have to step in and go, we're going to be an advocate for you. We're going to help you figure this out.
That's where your social worker really comes in, and your Sunshine Care partner in being some of that social and ancillary provider healthcare network. George, we have just a minute left.
Sure.
And I want for you to share with our listeners, if folks want more information and how to get a hold of you.
Best way to do that is to go to our website. It's www.cohesivehealthcare.net. That will give you a list of all of our hospitals and where our programs are located and how to get in touch with them. I don't mind. Can I give out my cell number?
Of course.
Recommended?
Of course.
Kind of like the guy.
This will be dangerous.
I get questions all the time about mental health, and I don't mind that at all. It's 918-720-2066. I'd be glad to, you know, just answer any questions you may have or to be able to direct you where you need to go.
Okay, go ahead and give me that number one more time.
918-720-2066.
And Doug, real quick, how do you get a hold of you? Simplify Home Health, is that correct, on the web?
Yep, simplifyhomehealth.com. Make sure you spell simplify with an I or you will be lost.
There you go. Hey, God bless you all for waking up with us this morning. Russell, take us out.
You've been listening to Senior Class. We are live and local right here every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories in the KRNG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRNG. Thanks for tuning into Senior Class this morning. We sure appreciate it. We'll be back next Sunday. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday, everybody.
Listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.